Chapter 16. Now Abram's wife Sarai had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian servant whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram,
"Please now, Jehovah has prevented me from bearing children. Please have relations with my servant. Perhaps I can have children by means of her."
So Abram listened to what Sarai said. After Abram had lived for 10 years in the land of Canaan, Abram's wife Sarai took her Egyptian servant Hagar and gave her to her husband Abram as his wife. So he had relations with Hagar, and she became pregnant. When she realized that she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. At this Sarai said to Abram,
"The injury done to me is your fault. I was the one who put my servant in your arms. But when she realized that she was pregnant, she began to despise me. May Jehovah judge between me and you."
So Abram said to Sarai,
"Look, your servant is under your authority. Do to her whatever you think is best."
Then Sarai humiliated her, and she ran away from her. Later, Jehovah's angel found her at a spring of waters in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said,
"Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?"
To this she said,
"I am running away from my mistress, Sarai."
Jehovah's angel then said to her,
"Return to your mistress and humble yourself under her hand."
Then Jehovah's angel said,
"I will greatly multiply your offspring so that they will be too numerous to count."
Jehovah's angel added,
"Here you are pregnant, and you will give birth to a son, and you must name him Ishmael, for Jehovah has heard your affliction. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand will be against him, and he will dwell opposite all his brothers."
Then she called on the name of Jehovah, who was speaking to her.
"You are a God of sight."
For she said,
"Have I here actually looked upon the one who sees me?"
That is why the well was called Beer Lehi Roy. It is between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore to Abram a son, and Abram named his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to him.